Hey everyone, welcome in TCO Studios at Winter Park. Mike Wobshaw with VEN and our buddy Pete Bursich, radio analyst for the Vikings Entertainment Network and preseason TV analyst for the Vikings Entertainment Network. We brought Pete in to analyze some tape of the free agents the Vikings signed. The Vikings signed some significant ones, four in fact, and we're going to break all of them down. We're going to start with Riley Reiff, where Pete's going to tell us how this guy who played both right tackle and left tackle for the Lions can help the Vikings out. He's got some film that we've been looking at, some pretty impressive plays by Riley Reiff.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the things that Riley Reiff brings to the table is the mobility and the physicality. So we always talk about tackles and pass defense. He does both pretty well. I think, and especially in the run game, you have a lot of things that stand out. So let's just dig right in and take a look at what Detroit is doing here. You take and look at what St. Louis has. They have all these guys lined up in the box, all within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. They have one safety out here. So, you know, you don't want to run the ball inside. You prefer to throw the football. But in this case, they're going to run a screen. And then you'll be able to see Riley Reiff right here on the edge is able to fake the block on the inside. And really what we're looking at here is just a big man in space. So as he gets down and they run the whip screen right here, you have a big man against the safety. It's about athleticism here. You expect him to be able to overpower him, but in this case, he gets down in there and just drills the safety and dumps him on, knocks his own helmet off, dumps him on his rear end. So that's the type of physical ability of a tackle to be able to get into space, make blocks downfield that he brings to the table. On pass protection, one of the things that we saw and gave us some problems this year are just the linemen and the games that they play. And normally when you line up and you see this is a double three technique, so you don't have anybody over the center, but you have two three techniques and two defensive ends, and teams do this so they can run the games. And in this case, they're going to send this guy up the field. The end will come back underneath, and it forces these two linemen to pass those things off. And one of the things that Reiff on the film that we've seen does so well, he sets outside, and this is difficult because he has to come inside, hold off the penetrator long enough for the guard to be able to pick him up, and then recoil and get outside on the looping defensive lineman. So you see his footwork here, good solid footwork, keeping his shoulders square, keeping the back to his quarterback. And he also, he has a lot of lead in his pencil, meaning that it's hard to bull rush him. Mm-hmm. So as the end gets into him, he's still there. He's not getting pushed back or getting dumped into the pocket. And that's what quarterbacks hate. They hate to see that pocket shrink because then they don't feel comfortable throwing the football.
Okay.
So another example.
Now he's on the left side. He's left tackle here.
He's playing right? Left tackle here. And this is the same kind of situation where the end is going to step up and then come underneath, and then Fletcher Cox, who's an extremely good three technique, is going to loop around on the outside. So same kind of technique. He reads it right away. And this is what we're talking about with awareness of a veteran player. He steps out. He sees that the outside linebacker is not firing out of the stance. As soon as he sees that, he's already looping and looking back inside, picks up Cox, lets the guard come off on the linebacker. And this is the kind of communication they talk about with the tackles and the guards. If they're able to work together, they both get better.
And what's amazing about that is he's lining up looking at one guy, and in the middle of the play, they're going to communicate and switch on a stunt, and he's taking a completely different athlete.
Exactly right. Right. And he was able to see that just because of the slow get-off from the linebacker on the outside. He saw that. He paused, and as soon as he saw him pause, he looked right inside, so he knew. And that's just being smart. One of the other things that you got to love about Reiff is we saw it earlier with his physical ability to work in space, but in the running game. This is just a basic U-block. Tight end comes down on the end, and the offensive tackle is going to loop around and just seal on the outside. It's a pretty basic block, but he does this very well. You can see, again, athletic, in space. He's able to turn the corner, and boom, when he gets to the linebacker, he's not just pushing this guy past the play. He's driving him about 8 yards back. So very good in space, good at the point of attack, and again, he brings a lot. He's a strong guy. You could tell he doesn't hit and get stood up. He just keeps those feet turning and walls out the linebacker. So similar situation again, Philadelphia running that wide nine. You want to get to the outside. He's one-on-one with the linebacker. This one's a little different. Tight end's blocking down. He's looping out. And he has responsibility to the linebacker.
Again, a guy who should be more athletic than him in space, right?
You're right, but absolutely right. So able to get outside, get his hands on him, but continues. Watch, he gets the block, but doesn't stop right there. Some guys would say, yep, he's blocked, I got him. He continues to push and push and push. The running back ends up bouncing it back outside, and he puts his guy on his rear end.
You were a linebacker. You don't want to be on your back at the end of a play. Right?
No, you don't. And that was one of the things when you're a linebacker, you didn't like to go against the real strong athletic guys like Reef is. But we talk so much about pass protection, pass protection, pass protection. And this is the stuff that the coaches here at Minnesota are seeing. They're seeing this guy is a very, very capable run blocker. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a tough block, and the reason this is in here is you're asking your tackle to rip inside and cut off a defensive end who has an angle, mm-hmm. which is not always easy to do, but this play calls for it. Normally, you're going to get help, but to sell the play fake, they want everybody kind of elephant blocking, coming along underneath, but he's able to get his hands on him, press him, and then get his head inside and just hold off. So Stafford really has all the time in the world here to throw the football. He's looking over here, doesn't see what he wants, and we saw what Stafford did so well this year is scramble and extending plays. So the ability to hold off a big, inside, heavy, strong three technique, and then also the ability when needed to get out in space and make key blocks for the running game.
And that's the thing with Riley Reiff, as it is with all offensive linemen. You're going against some of the best pass rushers in the world. There's going to be some bad tape out there, but we're looking at some pretty good tape from Riley Reiff against good players.
We're looking at what he does well, and I think one of the most overlooked things with offensive linemen is consistency. We had a guy here when I coached named Bryant McKinney who one game would look like an all-pro, one of the best to ever play the position, and then a week later against a lesser opponent looked terrible. When you have a guy who's inconsistent, you don't know when he's going to need help. But if a guy comes out every week like Reef, and you know what he's very good at, you know what he struggles with, an offensive coordinator can make a game plan to help him, put tight ends in position, make the running backs chip on their way out. So that consistency, you can lead into a solid game plan. So as long as you know what you're going to get out of him week to week, and we've seen him with these with this film, you know you're going to get a guy who's good in space, good run blocker. On defensive ends that he might struggle with, then you may want to give him some help. But you know what you're going to get out of him week to week, and that's huge for the offensive coaches.
Great stuff, Pete. You guys are learning stuff about football offensive line play because of this guy, Pete Bursich. More to come here from the VEN, breaking down some of the Vikings' big-time free agent signings.